Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The strike against Boeing by factory workers will continue as they voted against the latest contract offer. John Holden is president of IAM District 751.
We have made tremendous gains in this agreement in many of the areas our members said were important to them. However, we have not achieved enough to meet our members' demands.
At a CNN town hall in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, Vice President Harris reacted to former Trump White House Chief of Staff John Kelly calling the former president a fascist.
Why would someone who served with him, who is not political, a four-star Marine general, why is he telling the American people now? And frankly, I think of it as he's just putting out a 911 call to the American people.
CBS's Nicole Killian was with the Trump campaign in Duluth, Georgia, Wednesday.
These voters, for the most part, they're still standing by the former president, which is what we continue to see time and again, even with someone like John Kelly, a retired four-star general, issuing this kind of warning about the former president and some of the things that he said behind closed doors.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports on an attempt to interfere with absentee voting in Georgia.
The Georgia Secretary of State's office confirms to CBS News that it was the target of an unsuccessful cyber attack earlier this month. An official with the Secretary of State's office says the attack attempted to crash the absentee voting website, but it was discovered when the agency noticed a spike in attempts to access that site.
A Florida mother filed a lawsuit against the artificial intelligence company Character.ai and Google. She claims the Character.ai chatbot encouraged her 14-year-old son to take his own life. Ian Schur is a CBS News technology contributor.
One of the key questions we don't know the answer to yet is where AI should fit in our lives. And one of the places people think is as a companion that we can talk to. But there's another end to that as well, where it has an impact on the way we see the world that could be negative.
Two Colorado funeral home owners who entered not guilty pleas after being accused of improperly storing nearly 200 bodies are expected to change those pleas.
The U.S. Attorney's Office itself has not directly confirmed any details of the drafted plea agreement to any news outlets that I'm aware of. How we've learned of this plea deal is through the victims. They have been forwarding along what appears to be official messaging from the U.S. Attorney's Office to news outlets, and that indicates that they'll be pleading guilty to a reduced amount of charges.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spirus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-109 win over the 76ers in Philadelphia. Damian Lillard had 30 points and was asked, did the Bucks play better on defense?
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint. You know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we talked about. Our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It was great. The game plan was exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers getting ready to host the number 3 ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State. Game time 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday night. NFL, the Packers have former Jets head coach and 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh evaluating the offense. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, can it help?
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, having a defensive, you know, mind talking offense and helping us, you know, with things that we might be able to see, it helps.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies, lower 30s here in the overnight. Our winds will be light. Now that breeze picks up on Thursday. South winds up around 20. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 60s. Shower chances coming our way Thursday night. It's 33 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, Tom Polsiewicz and I dig into John Kelly's blockbuster New York Times interview. We've got the clips from the interview. Donald Trump fully bear-hugging Adolf Hitler. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program, and Fox Noise and Sean Hannity are at it again. My colleague from the talk radio business, this is mind-boggling. Monday night, Hannity on his program looked straight into the camera and said, Harris can't run on whether or not this country is better off than we were 4 years ago, because for a very simple reason, by every measure, we are far worse off. Right. Now, this is the same guy who, by the way, when he was sued, admitted under oath in court that he was lying to his viewers for 2 years about Dominion voting machines and Trump having lost the election. That he lied for 2 years, and that he was talking to his colleagues, Laura Ingraham and others within Fox so-called news, pointing out the fact that they were all lying to their viewers for 2 years. And Fox ended up paying $787 million in fines for those lies. Now, that was just one little set of lies. Media Matters for America, MediaMatters.org, pretty much documents Fox lies every single day. But this one is mind-boggling. Here's Sean Hannity looking right into the camera and telling his viewers, you are worse off today than you were 4 years ago. So, I mean, this was on Monday. This is October 21st. So let's step into the Wayback Machine and go back exactly 4 years and, see what was going on. Oliver Willis, by the way, writing about this over at Daily Kos. So on that day, on Monday of this week, 4 years ago, I don't know if it was a Monday, but the U.S. death toll from COVID was 213,964, and that day, 1,051 people died from COVID. That one day. There was no cure. The Trump administration's COVID response was completely chaotic. And you would think that Hannity would remember this, because he was out there pitching ivermectin and hydrochloroquine. Now, Biden and Harris took this virus seriously, unlike Trump and Hannity. And in fact, I would argue that Hannity and Fox are responsible. They've got an enormous amount of blood on their hands. They're responsible for thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of dead Americans because of the way they scammed Americans around the coronavirus epidemic, the pandemic. But anyhow, during the monologue, Hannity said that crime has gone up during Biden's regime. In reality, murders are down 30%. Excuse me, murders had increased nearly 30% during the last 2 years of the Trump administration, between 2019 and 2020. As did violent crime, it went up during the last 2 years of the Trump administration. Now, you know, granted, you can probably attribute some of that to the pandemic. But under Biden and Harris, those crime rates are falling precipitously. According to the FBI, violent crime is at the lowest level since 1969. Let that sink in. The lowest level of violent crime across the United States since 1969. It hit a peak in 1991, by the way. So Hannity, again, you know, just lying to his audience. Joblessness. You know, he was talking about how, you know, the economy sucks. Well, no, I'm sorry. The current the unemployment rate in October, on that day in October 2020, was 6.8%. Under Trump, it had hit a peak of 14.8%. Just like violent crime, it had peaked under Trump. And now violent crime is, again, down to where it was in 1969. I'm talking about joblessness. It had reached a peak of 14.8%. The current unemployment rate is 4.1%. And Joe Biden has added 15 million jobs. That's 14 million jobs more than all the jobs created during the Reagan administration, the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, the George W. Bush administration, and the Donald Trump administration combined. Those last four Republican administrations combined created 1 million new jobs. The last four Democratic administrations combined have created 50 million new jobs, 15 million of them on Joe Biden's watch, the highest number of new jobs created in 4 years of any president in the history of America. On October 22nd, 2020, 4 years ago, the Dow Jones Industrial Average topped out, closed at 28,300. As Hannity was speaking, or, you know, earlier in the day when before the Dow closed, it closed at 42,931. That's a 51% increase from the low during Donald Trump's presidency. If you had bought stock when Trump crashed the market, you would have seen your money double in the last 4 years. Double. 51.6%. Just buy the Dow. You don't even have to buy individual stocks. You can just buy an index fund, the Dow. And yet, Sean Hannity's going on TV looking right to his viewers and saying, oh, no, you're worse off today than you were 4 years ago. By any metric, yeah. This is a pattern of behavior over at Fox News. As I pointed out, Hannity, you know, admitted in court when he was finally deposed, when he had to speak under oath, that he had been lying to his viewers for 2 years. He pushes conspiracy theories. He echoes Trump's lies. I just, you know, as a person in the media, I mean, I've been doing this show 21 years. I've been, you know, about the same, maybe longer, I'm not sure, as Sean Hannity. We've both been in this business for a lot of years, and, you know, we've both gone to the talkers conventions in New York, and we have friends in common, people we know in common. And I just think it's so sad that a colleague of mine is so committed to lying to his viewers and his listeners. Speaking of lying, Donald Trump just told a whopper. This is last night. He was talking about his daughter, Tiffany. You know, the one that he had tried to talk Marla Maples into aborting, but Marla Maples wouldn't go along with it because, you know, whatever. My personal theory is that she knew that, hey, having the baby of a billionaire is not a bad thing, shall we say. And Tiffany seems like a sweet kid. She graduated from law school. She's got a law degree. She graduated in 2020. But Trump can't help himself. He has to lie whenever he says pretty much anything, and at least exaggerate. I mean, this is just like, he's been a salesman his whole life. And there's, you know, there are those of us who think that sales is when you honestly tell people that your product will meet their needs. But then, of course, as Norma pointed out, there's a whole huge spectrum of people who think that advertising and sales is really about hustling people. And that's Trump. So what does he say? He says, she was a great student. She went to a fantastic law school, graduated number one in her class. So the news media called up Georgetown University Law School and said, did Tiffany Trump graduate number one in her class? And they said, no, she's not even on the honors list. And by the way, we don't rank our students. There is no number one in the class. None. There are honor students and not honor students, and she's a not honor student, but hey, she graduated. She got a law degree. We don't know if she passed the bar. We don't know if she got a job. I mean, you know, she's entitled to her private life. God bless her. But her dad's out there lying about her. I just can't imagine. You know, 21 years I've been doing this show, and I've always worked to make sure that everything I say I can back up 100%. And on the rare occasions when I get something wrong, invariably somebody will call up and set me right. And I appreciate that. But can you imagine lying for a living?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Now, I get it. Hannity's a multimillionaire now as a result of those lies. It's very profitable to lie for a living in some parts of this country. I can't imagine. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X. .com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. You know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient. Just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and even your blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And then to get that free month supply and 15% off going forward, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code TOM.
A chance to make a difference, to shine a little light. With every step we take and every word we say, today's the day to do something great in our own special way.
It's 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. David in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I want to get back, well, talk about the billionaires and Elon Musk and the fact that how many years did we hear about George Soros-sponsored lawyer prosecutors and George Soros-sponsored politicians are going to destroy this company, not this country. Now you have Elon Musk literally paying people, you know, whether it's illegal or legal for his campaign stunts in this lottery or whatever they're doing. You know, how do the Democrats message against that without using George Soros? I'm not demonizing George Soros.
No,
but
I get it.
How do you, you know, I mean, how do
I think you point out that it's
right
a crime and that even accepting the money from Elon Musk is a crime? That would be a starting point.
Yeah. And, okay. But, you know, just talk, it'd be a great point to talk about money in politics right now as well, yeah. And say Elon Musk, whether it's Elon Musk or George Soros. Whoever, I don't care what you've been, Peter Thiel or any of these billionaires, how do you, you know, let's get it out of here.
Yeah, so we've got I think it'd be a great infestation problem right here in America. You're absolutely right.
Tom, you talked about the governors last week, I think. Governors trying to Trump-proof the government in case, or their states. And how do we Elon Musk-proof things? You know, right now he's got his hands into everything in the federal government. He's got Starlink, he's got his internet access, he's got his satellites, he's, you know, the space program. How does this guy get this much power in the government? And, you know, that's what's scary to me too. So thank you. I just wanted your input on that. How do we Elon proof our government?
I think we should outlaw billionaires, but I realize my position is a minority position even with Democrats. So I used to have a website, No Billionaires. I've made that argument before that, you know, once you've hit $1 billion, that's $1,000,000,000. That's $1 million 1,000 times. You can't spend that much money in your entire life. No way. I mean, well, maybe if you, I suppose it's possible, but, not in any reasonable way, shall we say. It's just obscene. These levels of wealth.
Elvis in Houston, Texas. Hey, Elvis, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, how you doing, Tom? Hey, the comment I had was one of the things that I remember hearing from FDR in one of his shows that I saw was he talked about economic royalists. Those were the people who were opposing his policies during the Great Depression.
Correct.
I think one of the things I've noticed is that when we talk about taxes and inheritance taxes and progressive income tax, it's always discussed from an economic perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I was in the late 70s and early 80s studying economics at university in England, it was always discussed from an equity perspective. If you allow a small group to have massive wealth uncontrolled, you will have a very unstable society. The function of the progressive income tax and inheritance tax is to keep that stability, that social stability and fairness in your society. And I think we're seeing the consequences of ignoring that happening today. And just one other quick thing. One of the things that Trump keeps talking about going back to, you know, the 1790s or 1789 and the 1890s is because at that time we did not have a federal income tax.
Right.
And I think one of the agendas from the Heritage Foundation is to get rid of the income tax. Can you imagine a society of the U.S. today without any taxation on the mega wealthy?
Right. And I agree with you. That is
stable society.
Yeah, I agree with the Elvis that that's right at the top of their list. And it's important to remember that taxation has two purposes. And, you know, one is, of course, to raise revenue for the government. That's the one that everybody understands. But the second is to actually change behavior. The reason that, for example, we give companies the ability to deduct research and development costs from their taxes, to reduce their taxes, is because we want them to do more research and development. You know, the reason why we give people an income tax deduction for their mortgage is because we think that home ownership is a net positive good. It's how you build a middle class. It's how the middle class, 61% of the wealth of the American middle class is in their homes right now.
Yeah, I'll throw another one at you. And when I talk about stability, for example, again, I'll speak of myself. When I was growing up in England, I went to one of the top universities in the country, and my parents did not have to pay for it. The government paid for it.
Exactly.
And that has benefited me and my family, because now my kids have all gone to university here in the U.S., of course, but I'm in a position where I can pay for it.
Absolutely. And had you stayed in the U.K., it would have benefited your government as well, your country and your government. Elvis, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of your calls. What's on your mind today? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls. Attention American homeowners, you already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their own names, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today by going to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com/TOM.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Striking workers at Boeing have rejected the latest company contract offer. Local union president John Holden cites lack of a pension.
The defined benefit pension and the loss of that a little over 10 years ago is a big sticking point for many of our members.
At a CNN town hall, Vice President Harris said former Trump White House Chief of Staff John Kelly's remark that the former president is a fascist is a 911 call to the American people.
It compels a lot of people to be concerned about the future of our country with Donald Trump at the lead.
Trump said Kelly made up that claim. A Florida mother says a character AI chatbot encouraged her son to take his own life, and she's filed a lawsuit.
This will likely become part of a larger conversation about what do we do when a technology makes decisions that ultimately harm people.
CBS News tech contributor Ian Scherer. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Nearly 100,000 people cast their ballots on the first day of early voting here in the Badger State. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reports more than 97,400 ballots were cast here Tuesday. There were so many people ready to vote early that the WisVote system had some major slowdowns. It was taking longer for poll workers to be able to print out labels that go on each absentee ballot. The chair of the Elections Commission says they've increased their capacity so that won't happen again, but basically said that's a great problem to have, causing the high turnout terrific. Meanwhile, the mayor of Wausau confirmed that the Department of Justice seized his and his wife's cell phones. This comes after Doug Dinney removed the ballot drop box outside City Hall there in Wausau in September. He says it was totally within the scope of the mayor's office. He says he does not know the current stage of the investigation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Tis the season. Stephen King's novel Carrie is about to hit the little screen. Prime Video has announced that Mike Flanagan will turn King's novel into an 8-episode series. Flanagan has worked on other King stories, including Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining. Carrie is the novel that put King on the map back in 1974. It was turned into a feature film in 1976. It's a great time of year to check out anything by Stephen King. In addition to horror films, there have been a slew of animated films released this year that impressed both critics and theater owners. IndieWire just released its Oscar predictions for Best Animated Feature, and Pixar Disney's Inside Out 2 is the odds-on favorite for Best Picture. The film made $1.6 billion worldwide. It is the highest-grossing animation film of all time. Other contenders include DreamWorks' The Wild Robot and Sideshow's Flow. Great recommendations for this weekend if you're done with the scares. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies. Lower 30s here in the overnight. Our winds will be light. Now that breeze picks up on Thursday. South winds up around 20. Mostly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 60s. Shower chances coming our way Thursday night. It's 30 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself. as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice will join us at 10:33. Hour number two, All Things Sports with Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
An impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
Every day I smiled and lied while millions watched him on the screen. A story told a story to serve a darker scheme. They feed the hate, they sell the fear, corrupting minds year after year. The soil of truth is burning dry while greed and power fuel the lie. It's the greatest threat to democracy, a cancer growing silently. When truth is lost, what's left to see? The greatest threat to you and me. They sell the headlines, chase the gold, while stories left untold unfold. The greatest threat to what we need, to keep our freedom truly free. From America to the UK.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Gary in Garfield, New Jersey. Hey, Gary, what's up? Gary, listening on Sirius XM? We got Gary potted up and everything? Well, Gary was on hold for quite a while, so I'm going to put him on hold rather than dump him. And let's go to Luigi, and he's on line one, by the way, Mateo, if you want to check it out. Luigi in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Luigi, what's up?
First of all, I'd like to make a suggestion to you, because I do read Daily Coast and Raw Stories and websites like that, and constantly in the comment section, I read about some people go spot on this and spot on that. I think you need to patent that, Tom, and Tom Hartman spot on.
I didn't, it's not original to me, Luigi. It's just kind of an anachronism. It's from the 50s,
But I read it all the time, so I just thought I'd offer that as a suggestion.
Cool. Okay.
On the conversation you had yesterday with a gentleman from Texas about Americans filling the jobs of the migrants if they're sent away or whatever, I have a little disagreement and maybe a proposition to see what you feel. But I know, like last year here in Florida, down in the Okeechobee, Atchahatchee area, all the farms around there, and the Lake Okeechobee and Indian Homestead, when the state legislature passed legislation attacking all these migrants and scaring them the heck out of Florida, that they were all leaving. And what happened was two of these state legislatures actually went into the community and talked these people into please staying. And one of them asked, well, you're the ones that voted to get rid of us. And one of them actually said this to those people, that, yeah, well, we tried to scare you. Well, that it worked, they said. And they stayed because they got raises and so forth. And they also were promised other things they really were looking for, okay?
That's interesting.
Now, my point is, yes, and that's a fact. My point is also this. In Alabama about 6 years ago, they did the same sort of thing. Not as big of an impact on immigrants, but a lot of them left. And they kept trying to hire people up to $15 and $17 an hour. And you can look this up. Actually, people did not want those jobs. They kept now, there are a couple, maybe a few dozen, that did take it for a while, but they couldn't do the work that the migrants were doing. The heat got to them and everything like that. And so they wouldn't even take the jobs at that much money. My point is, perhaps you are correct in one instance, and this is not a conspiracy, just a thought that I've been having, watching where these child labor laws have been loosened up. Mm-hmm. And also the same states like Texas and Florida that refuse to expand Medicaid. They're putting these people in a position that they go into such debt that you've talked about it many a times, and they have to take the jobs they can get. Right. So if the migrants are gone, perhaps maybe these people will be taking those jobs. Otherwise, Tom, I don't think people are going to be working in those fields. That's just my opinion. I'd like your opinion on that.
Well, I think you make a bunch of good points there, Luigi, and particularly that, you know, part of the Republican strategy is keep the minimum wage at $7.25 an hour, which is, you know, the equivalent of a little over $4 an hour back when it was, you know, set almost two decades ago. And deny people health care. So if they want to get, you know, any kind of health care at all, they're going to have to pay for it themselves. So you're just keeping them in perpetual debt so that they are basically forced to work crap jobs. You know, when I was a teenager, I picked apples for a couple of weeks one summer thinking that I would, you know, make some money. That's damn hard work. I got to tell you, damn hard work. And picking apples is probably a hell of a lot easier than picking strawberries or lettuce. You know, at least I wasn't bending over; I was on a ladder. But trying to fill a lug of apple. I forget what a lug was, but it was a certain number of bushels or percent or whatever. So I think you're right, Luigi. I think you're right. Yeah, I think you made some great points. Thank you very much, Gary in Garfield, New Jersey. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today? Very interesting show. Very divergent. I was going to talk about the housing instance because I'm a landlord, and I find it despicable that a lot of these corporations are buying up these single-family homes and basically knocking a lot of people out of the housing market, and they are having to stay into rental units for ad infinitum. So I'm definitely in agreement with you on that, that shelter should be a right, just like medicine and healthcare and education.
Yeah, or at least protected.
So, yes, right, exactly. Like I said, I've been a landlord for 40 years. I've seen it all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really disheartening to see and hear some of the stories that I've heard. I really think the government should get much more involved in this.
Well, you have a unique perspective here, Gary, in that you are a landlord. What suggestions do you have for fixing or reforming the system? What would you do if you could wave a magic wand?
First of all, I wouldn't allow corporations to buy more than like three houses, like you said, because that's really taking people out of the middle class or trying to get into the middle class.
Right.
And these investors aren't buying houses like the other in Martha's Vineyard or in, you know, some area where it's very very expensive to live. They're buying middle-class houses, turning them into rental units, and getting prime real rental prices for them, and really not really fixing them up. I've heard a few things from a few other landlords that I know about this. So I know it's kind of like a shell game.
Yeah.
But that's my point on that. So
yeah. Well, point well made. Point well made, Gary.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for weighing in. I appreciate it. Nice to hear from the perspective of somebody who actually owns property that you rent out. Thank you. Jeff in Avon Park, Florida. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's
on your mind? I spoke to you once before about the October Surprise book, and this kind of fast forward ties in a little bit. As an independent journalist, I kind of stumbled into something that boggles my mind, and that is, what is the possible reasoning for the nastiest, most corrupt neocon of the last 40 years, Dick Cheney, to not endorse the Republican GOP?
What it tells you is that Dick Cheney realizes that Donald Trump is a singular, unique threat to the American Republic. All you have to do is look at history. Look at the wealthy people who supported Adolf Hitler. Many of them, had to flee the country. Dictatorships don't generally work out well for everybody unless you're willing to kiss the dictator's butt right up to the very end. And what happened to the people who did that? You know, like Reichsmuller Bishop. You know, Hitler created an official Nazi church, and he put this guy. His name was Mueller. He was the Reichsbishop Mueller, put him in charge of the church. What did Mueller do when the war ended? He committed suicide. You know, a lot of the industrialists were prosecuted after the end of the war. So, you know, Dick Cheney is looking at that going, you know, I don't want to be this, you know, I don't want to
be a you know, the CEO of Halliburton in a Trump administration. I get it.
It just confuses me because obviously the corruption doesn't bother him. He crafted two illegal wars.
No, I know. Dick Cheney is one of the most corrupt vice presidents we've ever had. I mean, you know, and he became vice president in order to rescue his own company that was on the verge of bankruptcy. Halliburton was, you know, he had made this bet when he bought Dresser Industries that the asbestos lawsuits were going to fail. And instead they succeeded. And suddenly, you know, Dresser Industries was such a the albatross around the neck of Halliburton that it was threatening to bankrupt the entire company. And so, you know, once Cheney became vice president, he started shoveling no-bid contracts, you know, billion-dollar no-bid contracts at Halliburton, which not only rescued the company, but rescued the hundreds of thousands of shares in the company that Dick Cheney had gotten as compensation for being its CEO, which turned Dick Cheney into a multi-millionaire. And, you know, so, I get that. He's Dick Cheney's not a good guy. But, you know, there are apparently limits even for people like Dick Cheney, Jeff. I think that's the lesson we have to take from this. And that should be pretty damn shocking, actually. Jeff, thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, Talk Media for the Sane Among Us. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Dick Cheney and George W. Bush would really rather you didn't know all about it. I'll be right back with your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What yes, happens when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I
See what I did there?
Yeah.
The
Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower and older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are cooked at high temperatures, so it's hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and dogs love it. Our dogs go nuts for this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Your fees may apply. It is 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jules in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Jules, what's on your mind today?
Hi there. Tom, you read from a book that mentions the Dum Diversus by Pope Nicholas V. I got quite interested in that some years ago, and what I found out was, in addition to that, the Dum Diversus, or Dum Diversus, whatever it's called, is an indulgence. And one of the requirements of an indulgence is that you first have to have committed the sin. And I thought that was very interesting. But, and by the way, you pay your money to the Catholic Church in order to get that absolved.
Right, to get the indulgence. I mean, that was the gig that Martin Luther pretty much blew up, you know, when he nailed his 91 theses to the church wall in, what was it, Wittenberg, I think it was?
I can't remember. Yeah. But I do remember that, and I said, well, hell, that's what made slavery.
Well, no, slavery long predated that. Slavery predated the Catholic Church. It predated Jesus. I mean, the Greeks held slaves 3,000 years ago.
Institutionalized it. I mean, Catholic slavery, in specific. Another thing, I just want to get your opinion on this. But I heard Trump, away from the cameras, the main cameras, make the statement that he desired that the president should have some say in the decisions of the Fed.
Right. Yeah, he's
the next day, I heard that his son had invested in cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be a way of him becoming like Putin, like transactions of that nature would go through him.
You know, yeah, fabulously rich. Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, Trump wants to be able to manipulate the Fed so he can manipulate the economy for his own political gain. But I agree with you. I think that probably his son's getting into the crypto market has something to do with it, too. Jules, thanks for the call. Ken in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Ken, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I get the comparisons of Trump with Hitler, mm-hmm. but how come I think he should also be compared to Aldrich Ames and Benedict Arnold?
I'm fine with that. I mean, Benedict Arnold at least was a decorated war veteran in the Revolutionary War, you know, well thought of before he tried to sell out his country for a title and for some cash. I don't think Trump even has the nobility that Benedict Arnold had.
Sure.
I mean, he's just a sleazy real estate developer, you know, and a rapist. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Ken, yeah,
right.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Dave in Seattle. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'd like to offer the Democrats a sure win scenario that could platform.
Uh-huh.
Get rid of full public financing of elections. Get rid of this three-year campaigning. Stop all the phone calls. Stop all the emails for...
the Brits do this. You can only campaign for, what, 6 or 8 weeks or something like that? I don't recall the number of weeks, but it's a very limited period of time during which you can campaign. And it works very well for them.
$2 billion.
A lot of countries do that.
Take the $2 billion and use it for... the programs for kids.
I'm with you. Dave, brilliant. Thank you very much. Lori in Pittsburgh. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I've always been very interested in cults, especially I went to 12 years of Catholic school, is the Opus Dei cult, and they have infiltrated our government in such a deep way. I'm reading the book Opus by Gareth Gore. It just came out about a month ago. And he's a journalist that wrote it and takes it back to 1928 up till now. And there, you know, so many people, including Vance, who became a Catholic later on in life, are part of this cult. And it's a secretive cult, but it is three of the justices. Scalia, of course, was one. Bill Barr, Steve Bannon.
Who are the three
and,
justices?
And Leonard Leo. Pardon me?
Who are the three justices who are Opus Dei?
Roberts. Excuse me, I'm blanking the other gentleman's name. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, there's Kavanaugh, Alito, Barrett.
Yeah, Alito.
Uh-huh.
And I heard Kavanaugh also.
Yeah. Huh.
That's not in the book, but no. Leonard Leo, of course, is. And I would hope that you would try to get this journalist to talk about it, because they have gotten themselves in the place they wanted to be, getting rich Catholics to get a lot of money for 2025.
I'm not hearing
that. Very exciting. Yeah. For 2025.
Okay. Lori, I'm sorry. We're out of time. I got to run. Thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from the show Outrageous Pumpkins, Wisconsin's own Carly Ide joins the show. Then we talk Jack-O-Lantern Days in Fish Creek and our popcorn pick of the week with Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.